No matter what is going on our world today, we do not compromise our values. We do not compromise what the world, what the government is saying. We stand upon truth. We stand upon a foundation in truth that the Lord Jesus Christ is truth and his word is truth forever.
Stop by grace. I know you listen to this right now, you probably saying, why am I here today? But I'm here to tell you that you were stopped by grace, stop in your tracks, stop to let you know that you were made to be somebody. Renew your mind, know who you were called to be. Stop by grace, listen and learn.
Welcome to another episode of Stop by Grace Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Richard A. Urban, and I'm so happy to be back with another episode today. As we start our week, as we see these things happening, occurring in our world today, I wanted us to tap onto a topic. The topic today is, do not compromise your values. And this is very urgent for our believers in this day and age, because we live in a culture that people get a cancel culture. That could be other title, subtitle with that, cancel culture. But we live in a society where there is cancel culture, where people are scared to get canceled, where people are scared to get, what's the word for it? People are scared to get bashed or denied. If you hear a sound in the background, sorry about that. People are doing construction across the street. I can't wait till they get finished with that property. But anyways. And that is the one issue that we problem or issue that we have in the society now. People are so sensitive of topics, and people are scared that people might criticize them of what they believe and what they stand for. And I still stand upon what this country supposedly had put apart, which was freedom of speech. But yet now, even the government itself is muting people for saying what they believe or what they think is true. And yes, I believe that it should be truth in what you say. That's what we stand upon in our faith as well, too. We should believe and stand for the truth. And the word of God is truth. And we should stand upon that. But also, I believe that people have a freedom of speech to what they want to say and what they believe. We have free will. I believe in free will. I believe in freedom of speech. But when it comes to the faith, I believe there should be no compromise whatsoever. If you stand upon a principle, no matter what it is, or what circumstance it is, no matter if it's a family member, no matter if it's a friend, a close friend, a relative, a spouse, or a child, your children, your teacher, whoever it is that causes you to compromise your values, there is something wrong. We stand upon a principle that a lot of people do not agree of what we believe and stand for today. I was in a man Bible study recently, and it was actually a young man who was new to the faith, who then was telling us about how he had views and different values that he had before that did not agree with the word of God. And it was values and views that the Bible had that he did not agree with. But he had to look at the truth. No matter what he valued or viewed, the truth was there right in his face. And he could not deny it. And he has friends still currently who are have the same views of value that he had once had before. But yet, he stands upon the truth. In your life today, you probably have friends or family members that have different values that you stand for now. But understand that the truth and the word of God must stand before you. It doesn't matter if they hate you. Doesn't matter if they criticize you. Doesn't matter if they talk about you or talk down on you. Know that you stand for the truth. The word of God is truth, and the truth will set you free. Once they realize that themselves, they will understand why do you stand for it. It's a lot of things happen in our society today. There are children, there are people who have this mindset of, I feel this kind of way, I should walk this kind of way. There's nothing that you can say or do that could go against what I feel or want to do. And in that sense, it's kind of dangerous, because then yet, no matter what somebody tells you or even if they approach you with the truth, you still deny what is true. And the word of God is true. And if you tend to continue on to go in your values and what you feel like is right and what you feel that whatever you think is true, contradicting the word of God, then there's a problem, because now you saying your truth is truth and God's truth is a lie. My God, do not compromise your values. And Paul definitely put an emphasis on this. People don't see it all the time. People don't really know why Paul write these letters. But the book of Hebrews addresses this. People might view it as the book of Hebrews as a poem, but I believe the book of Hebrews is more just a poem. It's more of a warning sign, I would say. Because Paul is urging his brothers to stand upon a principle that they may not have people who agree with them. In the book of Hebrews, it's addressing the people that are Hebrews, that are Jewish, that are not Gentiles, but the people of Israel. And these people that have people that are going against them at this time, because their values and views do not match what they themselves believe in. They believe that the Jesus of Nazareth was the Messiah and the Son of the living God, where there are Jewish people still today who do not accept Jesus as the Messiah. But Paul is urging them to stay upon this promise. If you read the book of Hebrews, you will see so many things that Paul is urging them and warning them and encouraging them to do. And I wanted just to read a couple of verses out of this. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22 to 25, it says, let us draw near with a what? True heart and full assurance of faith. A true heart. Did I just mention this about truth and true? Being true of assurance of faith, knowing that this is the firm foundation. No matter what scientists or governments or anybody or your family members may say, we are living on full assurance of faith. You don't have to worry about knowing or not knowing what the world says is true or not. But you have assurance to knowing that the word of God is true. My God. And he goes on to say, having a heart sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. We was in a world where we had an evil heart. We had a wicked heart. The word of God said, there was no man who was good. There was no man in the sight of God's eyes is good. He said, all men are wicked and like filthy rags. People in this world have a thinking of values saying what is good and what is bad. But the word of God, God himself says that there is nothing good. There is no one good. There was no one good in his eyes. We was all filthy rags, wicked hearts. The word of God said the heart is wicked and deceitful. People have this term of, I feel like I love this person. I feel like I am a woman or a man. But your feelings, the heart is wicked and deceitful. Your heart sways to the left and to the right every single day. What pawns upon your emotions affects you in this world. Whatever affects you in this world affects your heart. So you feel this kind of way next day. The next day you feel a whole different way. I cannot be affected by the world and say this, I love my wife, but then I go the next day because the world affected me some kind of way. Then I feel I don't love my wife. No, love is not a feeling, it's an action. Even though I don't feel some type of way, even though I feel hatred, even though I feel hate, even though I feel angry, that's a feeling. And God gives us the power over fear, over our emotions, over our body, over our pains. He gives us this power, this anointing, the Holy Spirit within you. You have the power to overcome those emotions, to overcome those fears. And I believe we should deal with them. I believe there's therapy. I believe there's things and sources that God has given the man of ability to have. But also, we have the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, to be able to stand upon the truth, to stand upon that we know what is true. Because one day we feel not praying, one day we feel not reading our word of God. And I have to admit myself personally as well too, is days that I do not feel like it. But there is a point in your time, it's a time in your life where you take the mantle, you take the stand up against the flesh, against your body, against your mind, against your heart, and you say, I will stand upon the truth. I will stand and I will continue on and fight. No matter what, how I feel, no matter what I think, I know what is true and I'll continue on to press. To press. And Paul stated that also as well in other writings as well too. Pressing on to attain what it is in store for us. The crown of righteousness. He presses. He continue on no matter what sways, no matter what emotion, no matter what the world say, no matter what people say, no matter what happens. He presses. He continues on to what God has in store. And he also will talk about this later on in this passage as well too. Let's continue on. Let us hold fast the confession of hope, of our hope, of our hope without wavering. The confession of our hope. You confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. That means that you confessing, knowing that what is truth coming out your mouth, the hope without wavering. So if you confess that you stand upon the promise of Jesus Christ, there is no wavering in your faith, no compromise. You're not compromising your values. You are standing upon the truth, which you know what is truth. No matter what people say, no matter what people do against you, no matter what the world says, no matter what anybody says, you are standing on your values. You are not wavering. For he who promised is faithful. He's too faithful to fail me, yeah. Y'all know that song, look it up. Too faithful. He is faithful. I can't sing. I got a little laugh in him. They're always serious. But he's faithful to his promises. Jesus said, if you confess me, if you deny me in the world, I will deny you in front of my Father. If you confess me in the world, He will welcome you in his house. These are promises that Jesus have told us. Promises that he will have a store. He will have a place waiting for you in the kingdom of God. There are thousands of rooms, and one of the rooms are yours. These are promises. These are promises that God has promised us, and he is faithful to his promises. And let us consider one another to the order to store up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the matter of some. Don't forsake being together as fellowshipping. This is the key verse for us as believers. I know that there is fear that is still whelming upon our nation. They are still fear whelming upon this world, especially in the black community. where people are still fearing to be assimilated with God. Yes, there are matters of being healthy, and there are matters of taking care of yourself and having safe to gathering and everything. But do not forsake it because you are fearful of not being together with the fellowship of brothers and sisters. That is one tactic that the enemy use upon this during this times, is having fear implanted in the church, to have a fear not to assimilate with one another because of something that was created not by God but by man. These kind of things are tactics that the enemy put in place to attack the body of Christ. If you're not see that, where are you living at? Because we know this was something that was used for the enemy, something used to attack the church. But we all know that God uses the things that was contrary, that was not according to God's will. God uses it for His glory and for His power. And throughout this pandemic, there was exposure that happened as well too. And that's what God used it for, glory. People that was not faithful and that was not willing to sacrifice and to continue on in the faith, regardless of what the world says, there was exposure that happened. People that was not in the faith during that time, they had a solitude. They had silence. They had things that was distracting them from hearing the voice of God. And they put those voices and noises and silence to allow His people to hear them. The same brother that I was talking about earlier today, he found the Lord in this time. In that time where there was people not roaming the streets and people not having voices and things being heard, when people was in solitude, when people was in silence, he was in his quiet place seeking the face of God because he had a time of solitude. God used it for His glory. So in these times where things are happening, and I believe this word is very relevant, and it's very relevant because regardless of what people feel, they feel like they're a man, they feel like they're a woman, they feel like these things, they feel. Love is not a feeling. Your emotions are a feeling, and your emotions sway one left to the right. But Paul is making it very clear that as believers, we stand upon truth. We in full assurance of faith. No matter what is going on in our world today, we do not compromise our values. We do not compromise what the world, what the government is saying. We stand upon truth. Because there will be a day and age where we ourselves as believers cannot even assemble as believers anymore. Because the governments and the world is against us. And this time where we have our opportunity to assemble together, we should not forsake the assembling of together. Actually, in the world today, there are countries where people of faith is being prosecuted and harassed because they are not allowed to be together and to assemble as believers. But yet, in America today, in our society, we sway our values. We compromise our values. Whatever the church says, we stand upon it. Whatever he, the priest, or whoever, or he or she makes a stand up, we stand upon it. If a government says that you cannot do this or do that, we stand upon it. But understand that we do not compromise our values. We stand upon a foundation and truth that the Lord Jesus Christ is truth and His word is truth forever. Paul ends this with this in verse 25, he says, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. There is a day approaching where, like I said, there will be a day where it will be illegal to read your word. There will be a day where there will be illegal to assemble together as believers. So why would you compromise your values today? My brothers and sisters, let us draw near with a true heart. With full assurance, if you need strength, if you need love, you need compassion, you need comfort, draw near to God. Draw near to each other. Draw near. Encourage each other. Paul is saying, store up love. Stir up love and good works in one another. Because Paul knew that there would be one day. Actually, during this time, Paul was actually being persecuted, and the believer being persecuted as well too. But he knew that it would be even more persecution across the world and nations, that no one could be able to come together as believers. No one could be able to read the word of God. This is why we have to plant the word of God within our minds, knowing what is true, standing upon a promise, because there will be a day where we cannot. The day is approaching, my brothers and sisters. So let us stand firm. Not move, not wavered, not shaken by this world. Let us stand firm. And the only reason you was able to do that, and the only reason you was able to listen to this, is because you was
stopped by grace.
New episodes are available every Monday
on all streaming platforms. Make sure to follow us on Spotify, leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, and leave a comment review, and your review can be read on next week's episode. Video version also available on YouTube. Subscribe for more video content. Share this episode so somebody can be encouraged, and follow us on all social media platforms at Stopped by Grace. God bless you.